And we just don't have
Love Talk Radio.
I think that God at the last assembly, no more sorrow, no more quaking, victory ahead, victory ahead, victory shall, victory shall, victory ahead, victory ahead. When we get to heaven, at the marriage supper, all things are gathered, at the last assembly, no more sorrow, no more quaking, victory ahead, victory at last. Victory, sir, victory, sir, victory ahead, victory ahead. When we get to heaven, at the marriage supper, all things are gathered, at the last assembly, no more sorrow, no more quaking, victory ahead. Victory, child. Victory, child. Victory, child. Victory, victory ahead. Victory ahead. Victory ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come go with me. The road is straight and narrow. Come, go with me. I cannot walk alone. For they are there. There are many, many dangers. Come, go with me. I cannot go alone. Come, go with me. The road is straight and narrow. Come, go with me. I cannot go alone. There are many, many dangers. Come go with me. I cannot go alone. Come go with me. The road is straight and narrow. Come go with me. I cannot go alone. For there are many, many dangers. Come go with me. I cannot go alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest on earth. Peace. Goodwill to all men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebosaya. Yandoro, Blokodora, Ablende, Ikisenseriba. Yes, y'all, welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokono coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. God is a good God. The devil is a very bad devil. And we want to thank God for giving us victory over Satan and all his demons, all the principalities and powers and spiritual wicked high places. Christ has given us authority. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemies, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today we're going to be talking about the way is straight and narrow. That's how Jesus called it. Jesus called it the narrow way that leads to eternal life. And Jesus made a strict demonstration of two ways. He says, one of the way is broad, wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many are finding it. But narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Narrow and straight is the way that leads to eternal life. So we are going to decide which way we want to follow. Some people are already following the broad way. The broad way of doing anything you want to do, the broad way of living your own life, the broad way of bribery and corruption, the broad way that leads to destruction seems right, but it's broad way. And then some have decided to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Narrow is the way, it's straight and narrow. Not many people are following this narrow way. Not many people like it. Not many people want to follow it. And just very few, and Jesus said, very few are finding this narrow way. Very few are following this narrow way because it has to do with you following Jesus Christ with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And it has to do with you living right with God and going into the kingdom of God. And he said, not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. He said, not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. And then we saw it in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verse 31 to 46, Jesus said there will be two groups of people on the last day. There will be two groups of people. And Jesus, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, is going to take his seat of authority. And he's going to point to those on his left hand side, those who did not do the will of God, the will of the Father. He said, you get out. You are going to hellfire. You saw me naked, and you did not clothe me. You saw me in the hospital, you didn't come. You saw me hungry, you saw me in need, you didn't care. You caught, then you are gone into the lake of fire, which burned with everlasting punishment. And then Jesus said, he said, Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46, I will say to the ones on my right hand side, welcome, ye faithful servants. For I was hungry, and you came to help me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was in need, and you helped me. I was in the prison, and you came to my aid. I was in the hospital, and you visited. Welcome to the kingdom that the Father has prepared for you. And those ones will be welcome, and they will go into eternity, and will be in the presence of God, just like the Lazarus and the rich man. Sometimes people think that these things are not real. You think it is not going to be so until you are in it, because that is what happened to the rich man. The rich man arrived in hell. You know the story of Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man arrived in hellfire, and when he got there, it was then he realized that he had followed the broad way that leads to destruction. The broad way that seemed right, but the end is destruction. And then he lifted up his eyes and he saw Lazarus with Abraham, and he was talking to them. He said, now go send people to go and preach to my family, so that they don't come to this hellfire where I am. It's too late to cry when he had it chopped up. And they told him, no, they are supposed to have had the word of God, and we can't go over there again. We are now here. See, it's too late to cry when the head is cut off. Do you know that in hellfire, everybody has repented? They started repenting when they got to hellfire. Because the flames of fire say the worms died not. And the fire will be burning you for millions and millions and millions and millions of years. It's not ending. And it will be there forever and ever. You know, and then those who have gone to heaven, they will be there, you know, just having a good time with God. You know, in heaven you don't labor, you don't have to walk from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Everything is already there. The There is no night there. There is no night there. Hallelujah. There is no night there. In the city of our God. In the house of our God. Hallelujah. There is no night there. There is no night there. You know, there's no night, there's no day. It's bright all through, and everybody is worshiping Christ, worshiping God. You remember the story of Martin Luther, the founder of the Methodist Church. He had an experience, and his spirit was taken from his body, and he went into the heavenly. The same experience the Apostle Paul had in Corinthians. And when he got to heaven, he saw that people were there worshiping God, everybody worshiping God and praising God. And he asked the angel that was conducting him, he said, who are all these people in heaven worshiping God and praising God? He asked the angel, are they Baptists? The angel said, no. Are they Anglicans? The angel said, no. Are they Assemblies of God? The angel said, no. Are they, he named all the churches of earth, including his own Methodist church. Are they Methodist church people, my church that I founded? The angel said, no, none of these people are Methodist church. None of these people are Anglican church. None of these people are Baptist. None of these people are Anglican. None of these people are Catholic. None of these people is not about those things. The angel said, these people you see in heaven, these are the people who have received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, who have been born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the ones here in heaven. So Luther said, what? So there are no churches in heaven? See, he thought there are churches over there in heaven. You know, he thought the church, there's no church there. You don't need a church in heaven. You want to carry your church to heaven to go and cause confusion in heaven? Who asked you to bring church there? Jesus is the church. You know, so we are all worshiping Christ, our Lord. You know, so there's no church in heaven. There's no marriage in heaven. There's no male and there is no female. There is no male and there's no female in heaven. We are all like the angels. And you don't have to be married. There's no marriage in heaven. You don't need it. So no need. Just forget about it. You know, so it's a peaceful place. It's a peaceful place, loving place. It's a place you don't have to miss. If you miss it, you have missed everything. See, Jim Reeves was singing a song. We are part of the land. It's a land which is good. It's a land where you never grow old, never grow old, never grow old. It's a land where you never grow old, never grow old, never grow old. It's a land where you never grow old. Then another one sang a song, said, if I had a wing like a dove, I will fly away over the hill. You know, he was thinking about heaven, you know. The other day there was a song, Lord, I've never been to heaven before, and so on and so on. There's a lot of songs like that. But we're talking about how to get to our destination. Where is your destination? You live on this earth for at most 150 years. If you're really old, then it's appointed unto man wants to die after that judgment. And as I was meditating on these scriptures, I found out that there are three main ways of getting to the kingdom. The first one was stated in John chapter 3. Jesus was telling Nicodemus, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's in John's Gospel chapter 3 from verse 1 to 6. Except a man be born again of water and of the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That is one way. Except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, cannot enter into the kingdom. John chapter 3 from verse 1 to 6. Then the second one was, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. For you to see God when you leave this earth, you got to be pure in your heart. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So some people will not see God because they are not pure in heart. And then the third one is the one we are talking about now. Jesus said, I will say to the ones on my right-hand side, welcome, thou faithful servant. You saw me hungry and you fed me. You saw me naked and you clothed me. You saw me homeless. You saw me, you know, dying on Jericho Road and you attended to me. You are all welcome to the kingdom that has been prepared for you. So these are the three major ways you get into the kingdom of God. You must be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, which was mentioned in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Then the second one was, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So if you want to see God, when you leave this earth, when you die and leave this earth, if you have to be with God, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Which means your heart is what it is. I've seen a lot of people who believe in outward appearances. You know, they want to appear patrimonial and, you know, appear, you know, the other day somebody was talking about why you wear earrings, don't wear earrings, must tie your hair the particular way, you must wear some particular clothes and all that. I said, good. What they are saying is very, very good. There's no problem with it. But before God, he says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. He didn't say pure outwardly. There is outward sanctimoniousness, outward appearances. The Sadducees and Pharisees are prayed that way. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So if you are not pure in your heart, you are not going there either. And then the third one is this Matthew 25 we're talking about. Say, welcome, thou faithful servant. You have done all what you are supposed to do. You saw people hungry and you fed them. You saw people naked and you helped. You saw people dying on Jericho Road, you attended to them. You saw people, you saw the needy, the oppressed, those in the prison, the orphanages, fatherless child, fatherless parents, fatherless children, you attended to them. See, welcome to the kingdom of God. See? So these are the three main ways you get in there. If you don't follow this narrow way, you are not going. You know? So all that glitter is not gold. Then Jesus says, they will say Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, we casted out devils in your name. Some people will say we casted out devils, we prophesied. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, we prophesied in your name. We did all these things in your name, and yet we are not going to the kingdom. Yes, you are not going to the kingdom. And the reason is you have not done the right thing. You prophesied, you build churches, you have your big titles on you. You have built so many churches. Oh, you have donated. Oh, you have done this. Oh, you have done this. Oh, you have done this. See, you have not done the will of God. See, not everyone that says, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. They say, Lord, 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 and their hearts are far away from God. Hypocrites and the Sadducees and Pharisees, and they are not welcome into the kingdom. The other day, Jesus Christ was talking in the scriptures and said the two men came to pray in the temple. One was a Pharisee. The other one was a publican. The Pharisee meet the church and say, "Good, I'm holy, I'm righteous. See, I don't do like these other people. I'm the rightful person. I fast twice in a week. I give up before." And then he was justifying himself. Then the other man came, the publican. The publican came and knelt and said, "Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner like myself." Jesus said, "This publican who knelt down and confessed his sin is the one who is going to help. You know, he that covered his sin shall not prosper, but whoever shall confess and forsake shall have mercy. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. There is no righteous, there is none holy. Jesus Christ is the way to the Lord, to God Almighty, to the King." And then you are bold enough to say you are holy, your righteousness is a filthy rag. The Bible says your righteousness. Every righteousness you have thought you have is a filthy rag. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The righteousness we have is the one that Jesus Christ provided for us on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago when he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And then somebody went and boasted in the presence of God. Say, "I thank God that I'm not like this other one." The evangelist R.W. Schambach, he preached a sermon. He said, "You can cast out devil, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, and still go to hell." See? R.W. Schambach. He's going to be with the Lord now. He preached a sermon. He said, "How you can cast out devil, heal the sick, raise the dead, do miracles, signs, and wonders, speak in tongues, and everything, prophesy, and still go to hell. And it's all because you did not do what God asked you to do. See, not everyone that said, 'Lord, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God,' but they that do it, the will of the Father." There is a will of the Father. We need to do the will of God. The will of God, the perfect will, the perfect plan, the perfect purpose of God is what we must pursue. But many people today, they pursue the worldly thing. They seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. But you are seeking the things of the world. You love the world and the things of the world. And then you died and went to hell because you loved the world more than you loved God. "In my Father's house are many mansions." John chapter 14, verses 1 to 2. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." John chapter 14, verses 1 to 2. "In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going to prepare for you a place, that where I am, that will be also." Jesus has gone to prepare for us many mansions. Oh, beautiful mansions. It is the reason many people don't want to come back to planet Earth. There's this testimony of a woman of God who died. Her spirit left her body and went into heaven. And when she got there, because she was faithfully serving God, she was welcomed into heaven. She saw the kingdom of God. She saw Jesus. She saw all the angels. She saw the saints of God worshiping God in heaven. She was really excited. And then she stood before the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus was talking to her. Her spirit had left her body, and now she's in glory with the Lord. And the Lord Jesus said to her, "Woman, it is good you have come over here, but this is not the time for you to come. you still have so much work on earth to do before you can come here. You can't come now. You still have so much work on earth to do before you come over here. So you can go back now. He said, Lord, you don't wave his hand like this. You can go back. So he started screaming, no, Lord, I don't want to go back to planet X. I don't want to go back to planet X. I want to stay here in heaven. Teacher, see the glory of heaven. And she didn't want to go back again to the planet X again. She wants to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's sweet over there, you know. Beautiful heaven, beautiful mansions. And so she was screaming like that, no, Lord, I don't want to go to planet Earth. I want to be here in heaven. Then the Lord Jesus Christ turned to her and said, now look down and see what's going on. So she looked down. You know, she looked down like this. When she looked down, she was seeing her body on earth. And she was seeing the church praying over her with the apostles. They lay hands on her. They were praying for her to be healed and to come back to the earth and complete her job, complete her ministry. So while they were praying like that, the wind took her and brought her back into her body. And then she woke up. When she woke up, she slapped the man of God. Say, you brought me back. She slapped the man of God. The apostle that was praying for her to come back to life, she went and slapped the apostle. Say, why did you call me back? I'm gone. I'm already with the Lord Jesus Christ. So she began to testify of her experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. And how the Lord Jesus Christ asked her to come back to the earth because she hasn't finished her work on earth. And that is why she has come. And then it became a testimony all over the land. You know. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 12 to 16, and then that statement is repeated in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. See, when the Bible repeats something, it means it is very, very important. It is very, very important. That is why the Bible repeats it. It said it is spoken two times. Proverbs 14. Verse 12 to 16, and then Proverbs 16, verse 25. Say, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is destruction. That's a very serious statement. It looks good, looks sweet. All that glitter is not good. There is a way that seemeth right unto you, the broad way that leads to destruction, the broad way of bribery and corruption, the broad way of prostitution, the broad way of smoking and drunkenness, and the broad way of sexual perversion and sexual immorality, the broad way of Sodom and Gomorrah kind of life, lesbians and gay all over the place, the broad way, drunkards, liars and thieves and warmongers. Bible says marriage is honorable. And bears on the fire. So all other types of fornicators of God in charge. We have to be very careful. He that thinketh that is standing to be wailed before. It is a dangerous thing to fall into the hands of the Almighty God. God is calling his people to repentance. God is calling everyone to go back to the place of repentance and confession of sins. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever shall confess and forsake shall have mercy. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Revelation 22, verse 11. He that is righteous, be righteous still. And he that is evil, be evil still. On the last day, we shall know who is who. Revelation 22, verse 11. He that is righteous should continue to be righteous. Who wants to be evil should continue to be evil. But on the last day, at the end of it all, we shall know who be the correct thing. No one is going to force you. No one is going to compare you. God is not an impostor. God is not going to compare you. God is not going to impose on you. You have your own will. He that thinketh that is standing should beware. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Narrow way, only few people want to follow. But the broad way, everybody wants to follow. The broad way. I came across the word freedom. Say we are free. You are free? Yes, we are free, of course. We agree with that. We are free from political domination, from people intruding on our lives. Yes, we are free, but freedom, you have to know your limits. You can't say you are free and you live a reckless life, live drunkenness and alcoholism and prostitution, murder, and all the evil things in this world, you are practicing them. And you say you are free. That's why you are doing that. On the last day, whose name will not be found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire with burning brimstone. When you get to heaven's gate, no one is going to ask you how much you have in your bank account. No. When you get to heaven's gate, see, when you die, your body, this body shall remain on earth. This body does not go to heaven. This is mortal body. It's not going to heaven. But you have a soul. You are a spirit. You have a soul. Your spirit is going to leave you and go to heaven. Now, when you get to heaven's gate, you will be asked, how did you live your life? All your life will be placed before you. Whose name is not written in the book of life is cast into the lake of fire. When you get to heaven, you get to heaven's gate, there are two statements you will be hearing. With the queue, there is a queue of those going through the gate, the narrow way that leads to eternal life, there is a queue. There are only two words you will be hearing when you get to heaven's gate. Depart. Welcome. Some people will be told, depart. And Jesus made it clear in Matthew 25. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not. And then he said, but we build churches, but we prophesy, but we did all these religious things, but yet we are not born again. Except a man be born again of water of the Spirit of God. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And your life will be played right in front of you, just like a video, just like your life will be played. And they will open the books. Book of Revelation say the books shall be open. And when your name will not be found in the book of life, then a wind will take you and throw you into the lake of fire. Somebody said no, that he was going to struggle and run through and get into heaven. No, there's nothing like that. The angels are there and you can't pass through that gate. That narrow way, you can't pass through that gate. At that gate, some people will be told, welcome, thou faithful servant. Yet is the kingdom of God kept for you. I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in the prison and you visited. I was in the hospital and you helped. I was in need. I was that man dying on Jericho Road, bleeding and dying. And you carried your Bible on your chest and you ran away. The Levites ran away. The priests ran away. Yes, that's the story of the Good Samaritan. They are rushing to church. Carry big Bible on their chest, and they are rushing. Don't have time for those in need. They don't have time for the poor and the needy. They don't have time for those who need help. But they carry their Bible and they are running, going to preach. Yes, of course, you must preach. Of course, you must run to the church. Of course. The priest saw the dying man on Jericho Road and he pretended not to see him. And the Bible says he passed pretending not to see that man. Yes. The Levite also came, saw that man dying on Jericho Road, bleeding and dying. The Levite also pretended not to be, and then passed again. And then there was nobody else. Until a Samaritan, they are not big Christian like that. They are not recognized people. They are not Bible. They didn't carry Bible. They did not. A Samaritan, ordinary person in the street, not even a church goer, not even a member of any church. Because Samaritans are not counted as Christians, or they are the people who carry Bible every day and move around and tell people that they are Christian. That's not what Samaritans are. They are common people in the street. It was a Samaritan who went out of his way to go and attend to the dying man on Jericho Road. I tell you, on the last day, the people you thought went to heaven, they will not be there. They didn't get there at all. Look at it. Look at it. Matthew 25 and 31 to 46. Ye walkers of iniquity, depart from me, hypocrites. I don't need you with your religions and your big church and big titles and big religion. Get out. Depart. Walkers of iniquity, I know you not. And that is what happened. And you see it with your eye like this. The people you thought are going to heaven, they did not get there. They are not going there. They did not pass through heaven's gate. The narrow way is not their way. All they do is to heap up wealth and riches and use the name of God and do all kind of things and build their cathedrals and their big buildings and big mansions on earth, buy all their airplanes and all their jets and so on, and they have no time to attend to anybody. The other day, a woman weaved her estate. She weaved her estate to a dog, a cat, a pet. She weaved their estate. Whereas there are homeless people in the streets, homeless people, people who don't have food to eat, they are all over the place. Somebody will carry a $4 million mansion and put a dog to live inside the mansion. The mansion belongs to the dog. See, evil, iniquity has abound, wickedness. And that was why God, see, in the days of Noah, see, God looked to the earth. God looked to the earth. When he looked to the earth, the Bible says that the heart of man was wickedness all over. Wicked human being. And God told Noah, I'm fed up with all this. I'm going to destroy the whole world. And God was angry and water full the whole earth. Everybody perished. Only Noah and his wife and the three daughters of Noah and their husband. Only eight people God saved out of all the millions of people on earth. Only Noah and his family, only eight people God saved. That tells you how harsh God is. The same loving God, the same God that loves everybody. If you mess your life up, you are going to hell fire. You will be there forever. Don't deceive yourself. Bible says, do not be deceived. Whatever seed a man sows, that shall he reap. You do evil, you practice wickedness, practice evil in this earth, you will reap what you sow. Oh yes, that's the word of God. You can't change it. Deceiving people, lying, stealing, prostitution, all over the place is wicked. Judgment is coming. The righteous judge is coming. Because we shall all stand before God, and you shall give account of your life. Each of us shall stand before God, and you will give account of your life unto God. And whose name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire because of wickedness and evil, selfishness and greed. You don't care about who is there, the next person. It's about you and you alone. Selfishness and greedy people, they will perish with their wealth and their riches. Peter said, perish with your money. That's what Peter, Apostle Peter. Perish with your money. Ananias and Sapphira, they were bold enough to come and tell lies in the church. And people are still doing those things today. As of apostles that fight, Ananias and Sapphira, they planned a lie. Husband and wife, they say, when you get to church, tell the pastor, tell the preacher, tell them that we don't have anything. Deceive them. Tell them that this is what we have. Then you drop one penny there, two pennies, and drop $1 there. That is what we have. Whereas they have heap money into their bank account. Heap money everywhere. And they come and lie in the house of God. Plus, the power of God sees them and they die. That is even in the New Testament. Ananias and Sapphira. Go read it in the book of Acts of Apostles. People are still doing the same thing today in the house of God. In the ministry, they go around lying to servants of God. Lie! Say they don't have. Whereas they have. They have everything hidden away. Hidden and hoarded away. And they come and lie to the servants of God. Judgment is coming. Judgment. And the Spirit of God knocks them down. And they die. Carry them to go and bury them. It's still going to happen. Oh, yes, it's happening. Continue to lie to the servants of God. Continue to lie to the ministers of God. Continue to lie. Bible says all liars shall go to hell. All liars. Drunkards, the fearful, the abominable. Those who are doing abominable abomination. Man and man and woman who gay and lesbian. Where are they going to? The people of Sodom and Gomorrah, God was angry with them for practicing lesbian and gay. God was very, very angry. The book of Genesis. And God destroyed the whole of Sodom and Gomorrah. Destroyed all of them. Say no more. How can he practice sexual perversion? Sexual immorality. Inordinate affection. And all these things you want to practice, Sodom and Gomorrah, you are done. God, destroy all of that. Let me tell you, Bible says God is a consuming fire. Don't tell me that God is a loving God and he does not. God is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The same person who was the lamb of God that was slain. Then the third person is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Don't fear God. Then the Bible says he's a consuming fire. If you mess up your life, That consuming fire will consume you in the lake of fire. For millions of years, you will be in fire burning. And the worms, that's the book of Revelation. Say the worms diet not. The fire will be burning you for millions and millions and millions of years. And you will be there forever and ever. Like the rich man and the Lazarus. The rich man lifted up his, he said, Lazarus, dip your hand in the water and give me a drop of water. Do you know what a drop of water is? Now, this is a bottle of water. The rich man was not asking for a bottle of water. The rich man was telling Lazarus that, just dip your hand in the water and give me a drop of the water. Not even, he wasn't asking for a bottle of water. That tells you how hot that place is, hellfire, burning day and night for millions of years and billions of years. The person will be burning there because of their wickedness and their selfishness and greed. They don't care for the next person. And then they perish with their wealth and their riches. And wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, as many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and somebody lose of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Right now you need to repent and turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. God is calling you. Now is the way that leads to eternity. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many are following the broad way. That's how Jesus put it. Jesus said it himself. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. He said, the broad way. Many are following the broad way that leads to destruction. Even though the broad way leads to destruction, they are still following the broad way. They don't care. Yes. Follow the Broadway, when you get there, when fire is burning you for millions of years, you will call Lazarus. You will call a Father Abraham. They should drop a drop of water into your mouth. That can help you. A drop of water. Not even a bottle. Not even a bottle of water. The rich man said, Lazarus, dip your hand in the water and get a drop. Just a drop of water to cool my tongue, to cool myself. A drop of, he was not asking for a bottle of water. That tells you how that place is going to be. And you are still following the broad way of wickedness and evil. The broad way of sin and immorality. The broad way of prostitution. The broad way of drunkenness. The broad way of corruption and greed, the broad way that leads to destruction. Many are following me, and they think it's all right. We shall know. We shall know who is who on that day. And when you get to the gates of heaven, you'll be hearing only two words. Only two words. The angel will be speaking only two words. The queue, there is a queue at the gates of heaven. When you appear in front of the gate, you'll be told, depart. You will hear that voice loud. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not. As soon as you hear that voice, a wind will pick you and throw you into the lake of fire right there. Another person will come in the queue, and then welcome that faithful servant. Look at it, Matthew 25, verse 31. They welcome that faithful servant. I was hungry, and you fed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was in the hospital, and you helped me. I was in need. I was that man dying on Jericho Road. And you stopped. You came, went out of your way and attended to me. Say, welcome into the kingdom that is prepared for you, then you go into heaven. All the rest are going go to the other side. Then the other people will say, but we casted out devils, but we prophesied, but we built churches, we built cathedrals, we did all these things, but when we did not do the kindness to the next person, everything forfeited. Every gate has closed against you. You are not going there. You are not welcome. Be back, you walkers of iniquity. Hypocrites. God! The people you thought are going to heaven, they did not get there. The people you thought did not go to heaven, they are the ones that are there. I tell you, it's a very serious matter. And you need to make a decision right now to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Jesus said, narrow is the way. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Narrow way of salvation. Narrow way of holiness. Narrow way of following Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. As many as receive him, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. Narrow way. Narrow way of righteousness and holiness. Narrow way of denying yourself of the pleasures of this world. Narrow way that leads to eternal life. Only few are following the narrow way. That big gate, a big door, big open way, the broad way of destruction, many all of them have followed that way. They don't care. That is where they are going. To end up in destruction. There is a way that cement right under you. The end thereof is destruction. Jesus is calling you today to come and receive salvation. Let Christ come into your heart and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Jesus said, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If you will open up, I will come in and stop with you. You don't want to open up for the Lord Jesus Christ to come and be your personal Lord and Savior. Then you follow the broad way that leads to destruction. But when you open up your heart today and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and dwell in me, be my Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus, I receive you, I welcome you, I follow you, then Jesus will come and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Wherever you are in any part of the world listening to this message, God has spoken to you. You need to turn from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. I want you to bow your head wherever you are, close your eyes, and pray, confess your sins to God, repent, and turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. The wages of sin is death. For the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Yes, let this word of God dwell in you richly. Be a doer of this word. And not just a hearer alone. Let Jesus be your Lord and Savior and Redeemer. And follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to start worshiping God as from today. Start reading your Bible daily and pray daily. Do evangelism. Testify of Jesus. Worship God in a living church that preach holiness and righteousness. Follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Pray every day. Read your Bible every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Yes, the Bible is the guide, is the lamp and light. Show you the way, the narrow way that leads to eternal life. God bless you. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it to them, text it, tweet it, share it to everyone. Let them know the truth, that the truth that set them free. Jesus is the way. The truth and the life, no one cometh to the Father is said by him. Thank you so much for listening. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Say, God bless you and be with you in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all for participating and being a part of this broadcast. Jesus loves you. Lisa and I, we love you all, and we say, God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come go with me. The road is straight and narrow. Come go with me. I cannot go alone. For there are many, many dangers. Come go with me. I cannot go alone. Come go with me. The road is straight and narrow. Come go with me. I cannot walk alone, for there are many, many dangers. Come, go with me. I cannot walk alone. May Jesus go with you on this narrow way. May Jesus go with you. May Jesus be with you and go with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Come, go with me. The road is straight and narrow. Come, go with me. I cannot go in.